Hallelujah. Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Peace be with our beloved brothers and sisters.
我们早上小弟要用西西家王的祷告来跟我们一起学习。
This morning, I would like to use the topic of the prayer of King Hezekiah for us to learn.
我们请看列王记下的18章。
Let us look at 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下十八章，我们请看第一节。
2 Kings chapter 18, verse 1.
一节，以色列王以拉的儿子何西亚第三年，犹大王亚哈斯的儿子西西家登基。第二节，
Verse 2.
他登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷作王29年。他母亲名叫雅比，是撒加利亚的女儿。三节。
Verse 3.
西西家行神眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。第四节。
Verse 4.
他废弃丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时候，以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香。西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。五节。
Verse 5.
西西家倚靠神，倚靠主以色列的神，在他前后的以色列王中，没有一个及他的。第六节。
Verse 6.
因他专靠神，总不离开，谨守神所吩咐摩西的诫命。阿门。这里告诉我们，今天我们所要学习的主角，犹大王西西家。
And here records the main character we'll study today, Hezekiah.
他25岁登基做王，总共做了29年。
At the age of 25, he became king and he reigned for 29 years.
他行神眼中看为正的事情，效法他的主大卫所行的一切。
And he did that which was right in the sight of God, according to his forefather David.
并且说在以色列，在这个犹大王当中，他前后的犹大王中没有一个能够跟他相比的。
And records that there was no other king in Judah that could be compared to him.
因为他专靠神，总不离开，并且谨守神所吩咐摩西的诫命。
For he clave to the Lord and departed not from following him and kept his commandment which the Lord commanded Moses.
果然在他的带领之下，这个犹大国迎来了宗教信仰的复兴。
And under his guidance, the kingdom of Judah saw a revival of faith.
他们再一次的把当时的圣殿做了洁净并且整修还有恢复对神的敬拜。
And they once again sanctified and cleansed the temple, and they resumed their worship of God.
因为圣殿在西西家王的父亲亚哈斯王的时候被他所毁坏，并且把它关闭了。
Because the temple previously under his father Ahaz had been destroyed and shut down.
在这个西西家登基当王的时候就重新洁净圣殿，开启圣殿，并且恢复对神的敬拜。
And so in the time of Hezekiah, he resumed worship and he cleansed and fixed up the temple for worship.
西西家王他的信仰复兴不单在犹大国，甚至也延伸到北边的以色列国去了。
And Hezekiah's revival of faith did not only end in the kingdom of Judah, but extended to Israel.
纵使当时的以色列国已经亡国了，被亚述帝国所消灭并且很多的这些百姓们也被掳到外邦去。
And although the northern kingdom had fallen and many had been exiled to foreign lands.
但是西西家王信仰的复兴也造就了在北边以色列国还留着的这些以色列人。
But his revival edified those who still remained in the northern kingdom.
西西家王他端正了这个北国以色列国信仰的错误。
And Hezekiah corrected the wrongdoings of the northern kingdom in faith.
鼓励他们一起来到南国这个耶路撒冷神的圣殿 来守节来敬拜。
And he encouraged them to come down to Jerusalem in the kingdom of Judah to observe the feasts.
哦，不再敬拜啊，当时王国分裂啊，这个耶罗波安王欺骗他们所拜的那两个牛犊。
And to no longer worship those two golden calves which they were deceived into worshiping.
啊，那这就是啊，西西家王啊，他所带来的宗教信仰的复兴。
And so these were the forms of revival that Hezekiah brought about.
哦，那西西家王为了要延续啊这个宗教信仰的复兴啊。
And Hezekiah, in order to continue this revival of faith,
哦，他也啊再一次的啊把这些负责敬拜神啊的立位人跟祭司啊给制度化。
Once again, reestablished those priests and Levites.
啊，分派他们工作。
And he gave them work.
啊，并且啊，要以色列百姓啊，他们要照神的规定，把啊立位人所当得的啊这个供养啊，要啊提供给他们需要。
And he made sure that the Levites were receiving the sustenance that was due to them.
啊，让这些立位人，让这些祭司们。他们没有后顾之忧。
So that the Levites and the priests would not have to worry about those matters.
哦，能够忠心的，能够专一的，啊，来侍奉神，来教导百姓神的律法。
So that they can wholeheartedly and loyally devote themselves to God and the instruction of the law of God.
哦，这就是西西家王他所做的，哦，为信仰的复兴啊，所造就的一切。
And so these are all the acts which Hezekiah did for the revival of the faith.
啊，那在他当王的这个29年里面呢
？And so in the 29th year of his reign.
啊，并不是啊都没有任何的啊敌国外患，或者是他本身的啊所遇到的隐忧。
It was not all smooth sailing and without its own worries and troubles.
啊，他同样要面对啊在他在这个南国以啊，这个犹大国啊，哦，一直以来的啊，这个亚述帝国入侵的威胁。
He similarly had to face the constant threat of their long enemy of the Syrians that threatened to invade.
哦，那他怎么样来面对，来胜过啊这个外面的敌国外患入侵的威胁
？And so, how was he able to prevent?And overcome this threat that came from their enemy.
哦，我们早上我们就来分析分析啊。
And so this morning we'll analyze this.
哦，来作为我们啊，在为啊国家也好啊，为教会也好啊，为我们的家庭也好啊，来遭受到啊不可抗力的啊这个威胁当中啊，要怎么去面对？
So that for this nation and for our church and our family, we will be able to learn and understand how we can defend ourselves against these things.
哦，我们来看，这个列王记下的十八章。
So let us look at 2 Kings chapter 18.
哦，我们从十三节来看到十六节。
From verse 13 to verse 16.
哦，列王记下十八章十三节。十三节，西西家王十四年，亚述王希拿基利上来攻击犹大的一切坚固城，将城攻取。十四节
，14，
犹大王西西家差人往拉吉去见亚述王，说：“我有罪了，求你离开我，凡你罚我的，我必承担。”啊，于是啊，亚述王罚犹大王西西家银子300他连德。金子30他连德。十五节
，15，
西西家就把神殿里和王宫府库里所有的银子都给了他。十六节
，16，
那时犹大王西西家将神殿门啊上的金子和他自己包在柱上的金子都刮了下来，给了亚述王。哦，在这里记载着哦，西西家王。啊，他在他当王十四年之后啊，啊，这个亚述王希拿基利啊来攻打他。
So here records in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against him.
哦，攻下了一些坚固的城池啊，眼看就逼近了首都耶路撒冷。
They took down some of the fenced cities of Judah, and they were soon going to encroach upon Jerusalem.
哦，这个时候西西家王他差人啊、去见亚述王，啊、来向他啊、来啊、这个投诚哈、来投降。
And so Hezekiah, the king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to
愿意接受他任何的处罚
so that he would accept any form of punishment.
哦，刚刚我们不是读到说，哦，这个西西家王凡事都靠神吗？
But did we not read that Hezekiah trusted the Lord in all things?
哦，那我们在这边怎么看到啊？他并没有靠神呢？
And so how come here we see him not trusting in God?
哦，也许啊，这个就是要啊、教导我们。
And so this comes as a teaching for us.
有没有靠神啊、之间的不一样吧？
The difference of trusting in God and not.
哦，那西西家接受亚述王所开出哦这个惩罚的哦赔偿的这个价钱呢、啊、
？And so Hezekiah accepted the price that came from the king.
哦，如果换算成我们现在的单位啊，哦就是要赔偿亚述王金子一公吨，银子十公吨。
And so if we calculate that in modern terms, it would be one metric ton of gold and ten metric tons of silver.
哦，那算一算哦，这不少哦，哦，国家要流失不少的这个民脂民膏啊。
And so we can see how much at a loss the nation would be.
哦，甚至啊，啊，把这个神殿里头，把自己皇宫当中的哦这些金银呐、啊，哦那个在圣殿哦包在。这个柱子上的金子、啊、都刮下来了。
And they even had to take and scrape off all of the gold, even from the pillars.
哦，把老本都拿出来了。哦，那到底啊，哦，有没有用
？And so did this avail to anything?
哦，我们俗话经常听说，花钱消灾，花钱消灾啊。哦，这个钱啊，花完之后，真的这个灾难有离开它吗？
And so commonly we use money to avoid a lot of unnecessary and avoidable things, but did it avail in this situation?
哦，那如果我们再继续看呢？
And if we continue looking,
我们就知道这个钱呢白花了。
We can see that the money did not do much.
哦，在这个列王记下十八章啊，十七节。
In verse 17 of 2 Kings 18.
哦，十七节说亚述王。从拉吉差遣他、啊、他尔探、啊、拉伯撒利还有拉伯沙基、啊、率领大军往耶路撒冷到西西家王那里去。他们上到耶路撒冷就站在上池的水沟旁，在漂布地的大路上、啊、我们看到、啊、亚述王根本、啊、钱拿了之后根本没退兵、哦、还是步步的逼近。
And so we can see the king of Assyria, after receiving the money, did not withdraw his troops, but continued to stay.
哦，所以我们看，哦，西西家王，哦，他这一个钱呐、啊，真的是白花的、哦。
And we can truly see how Hezekiah wasted this money.
哦，那既然是这样啊，现在就只有最后一步啊。
And so it has come down to their last step.
就是专心的倚靠神哦。
Which is to trust in God wholeheartedly.
哦，我们来看历代志下的三十二章。
Let us look at 2 Chronicles chapter 32.
哦，历代志下三十二章第二节到第八节。
2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 2-8.
哦，第二节说西西家见西拿基利来，定意要攻打耶路撒冷。第三节。
Verse
3. 哦，就与首领和勇士商议，塞住城外的泉源。他们就都帮助他。四节。
Verse 4.
于是许多人聚集，塞了一切的泉源，并通流国中的小河，说啊，亚述王来，为何让他得着许多水呢？第五节。
Verse 5.
西西家力图自强，就修筑所有拆毁的城墙，啊，高与城楼相齐，在城外又筑一城。坚固大卫、啊、的这个米罗 制造许多军器盾牌。第六节
Verse 6.
设立军长管理百姓，将他们召集在城门的宽阔处，用话勉励他们说。第七节
Verse 7.
你们当刚强壮胆，不要因为亚述王和跟随他的大军恐惧惊慌，因为与我们同在的比与他们同在的更大。第八节
Verse 8.
与他们同在的是肉臂，与我们同在的是主我们的神，他必帮助我们，为我们征战，百姓就靠犹大王西西家的话安然无惧了。在这里我们看到这个西西家王啊，发现这个这个钱拿了去啊，是肉包子打狗啊，有去无回啊。所以啊，他知道亚述王西拿基利啊，是定义要攻打耶路撒冷。
And so when Hezekiah saw the course of action that took place and how his money went to waste, he realized that Sennacherib was come to, and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem.
所以他就做好了要迎战的准备了。
And so he took the preparations necessary for battle.
在西西家的建设，西西家王的建设当中有一项很伟大的工程。
And so in Hezekiah's great feat, there was a great feat of construction done by Hezekiah.
就是他修筑了这个地下的水道。
Which was he made a conduit underground.
从基逊那边呢，把水在下水道里头引到耶路撒冷来。
And so he was able to lead the waters all the way to Jerusalem.
所以在这个时候，他就吩咐人把这个上面的这些水源把它堵塞了。
And so he ordered people to block off the surface water.
让这个西拿基利亚述王啊来的时候没有水可喝。
So that when Sennacherib and the king Syrians arrived, they would have no water to drink.
让他的大军，让他的兵马没有水可喝。
And so that his troops and his cattle would have nothing.
那唯有耶路撒冷城里头啊还有水。
And meanwhile, the kingdom of and the city of Jerusalem, they would still have water.
那再来就修筑了这些坚固的城墙。
And next, he fortified the fenced cities.
制造了军器、盾牌等等。
And he made instruments of war.
那再来把百姓动员起来啊。
And then he roused the people.
派军长管理他们。
And he sent captains and hosts to guard.
并且把百姓们聚集起来。
And he gathered the people together.
用话来勉励他们。
And he encouraged them with his words.
要他们倚靠神，不要怕。
To trust in God and not be afraid.
安定这个民心士气。
And so he quelled the atmosphere.
那圣经说百姓啊，就靠犹大王西西家的话，就安然无惧了。
And so it records, and the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah.
所以在这边我们看到。
And so here we see.
倚靠神跟这个花钱消灾靠人两个不同的地方。
The difference between relying on God and trying to use the way of man and money.
表面上看起来花钱消灾给钱是最简单的。
And on the surface, it seems that giving money would fix the problem.
但很多时候却没有办法真正的救我们脱离困难的环境还有人的欺压。
But many times it's not enough and it won't save us from our environment or from the oppressor.
唯有依靠神刚强壮胆。
Only through relying on God and trusting in God and being strength.
不惜跟对方一战。
And not being afraid to go to war.
这样才能够确保永远的平安。
In that way, we ensure eternal peace.
那刚刚我们说这个亚述王西拿基利他定义要攻打耶路撒冷。
And so we spoke how Sennacherib was purposed to fight against Jerusalem.
他派他手下的先锋大将就来了。
And so he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men.
这三位就是探尔探、拉伯撒利跟这个拉伯沙基这个不是普通的军长，是高阶的军官。
And so he had Tartan, Rabsaris, and Rabshakeh, which were all very high, great hosts.
哦，是，哦，这个高阶的参谋，哦，军事长，甚至是战地的司令。
And they were all of the from the high command.
哦，那他们来到西西家这里呀。
And so these people arrived to the place of Hezekiah.
哦，当然，哦，这个犹大国的这些臣子们呢，哦，就出面了。
And so the great host of came out and faced them.
哦，有这个加宅啊，以利亚敬啊，书记啊，瑟伯纳，还有史官啊，这个约雅啊，来啊，跟他们见面。
And so there came out to them Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph.
哦，那当中这个战地司令官拉伯沙基就说话了。
And so, Rabshakeh spoke.
哦，他来的目的干什么
？He spoke. What was the purpose that he came?
哦，他来的目的当然就是啊，哦，要为之后的战争啊，啊，哦，要啊，先来一个哦，这个啊，心理的作战。
And so the purpose he came and spoke was to instill psychological fear before war.
哦，咱们中国的《孙子兵法》里头有句话说啊，说夺气夺心哈，啊，哦，啊，这个一个人的这个精神战力啊是很重要的。
And so in the Art of War, it speaks how great of an importance it is the mental aspect of war.
哦，有时候甚至比武器啊，哦，还有比这个啊，哦，战争的啊，哦，这个其他的条件呢，啊，还来的重要。
Sometimes even greater than weapons and the tactics.
啊，哦，如果一个军队的军心士气没有了
，because if the morale of the troops are ruined.
啊，哦，就算他拥有再尖端的武器
，then regardless of how strong of the weapons they have.
哦，就算他啊，哦，这个人数再比敌人众多啊
，regardless of how many more men they have，
哦，也是肯定要吃败仗。
They are still destined to be defeated。
哦，我们从历史上看到很多这种例子。
And throughout history, we see many cases like this。
哦，那所以哦，这个亚述王的先锋大将拉伯沙基啊，就是要来做心脏喊话用的。
And so we can see how Rabshakeh came and instilled fear。
哦，那这个喊话的内容啊，跟喊话的目的。
And so the words he spoke, the content and the purpose.
哦，当然就是哦，要让西西家，更重要的是让整个耶路撒冷城的犹大百姓，哦，整个军心涣散，整个心都融化。
Was for Hezekiah the troops and all the people of Judah to become discouraged.
哦，甚至啊，开城投降啊。接受亚述王，哦，来的，哦，这个移民政策，哦，把他们带到别的地方去。
Then to even in the end come out and surrender and accept the being exiled to foreign lands.
哦，那亚述王这个移民政策，哦，这个也是很厉害的。
And so the Assyrians, their emigration was quite successful.
哦，北边的以色列国啊，被他灭亡之后，他就是把说这些以色列十个支派通通给你掳到别的地方。
And this happened in the northern kingdom after the fall of the kingdom. Many of the people were exiled to foreign lands.
哦，再把别的地方，哦，他所征服的下来的人呢，啊，把他换到这里来。
And afterwards, the places he'd conquered, he would replace it with other people.
我们想想看，人一到了完全陌生的环境。
And so when you think that when a person arrives at a totally foreign land,
要重新适应啊，就已经有困难了。
And readjusting completely is already a trouble in itself.
更不要说人生地不熟啊，你想要造反啊，也没有办法。
Not to mention being a stranger to the land and trying to cause trouble would be harder.
哦，这就是当时亚述国啊，他所用的方法。
And so these were the tactics used by the kingdom of Assyria.
哦，那所以哦，我们看这个拉伯沙基呀，啊，哦，他怎么喊话
？And so we can see how Rabshakeh spoke.
哦，在这个十八章哈，哦，《列王记下》十八章十九节。
In Second Kings chapter 18, verse 19.
哦，问啊，哦，西西家说啊，说啊，你所倚靠的有什么可障碍的？
He spoke that what confidence is this wherein thou trustest?
哦，然后就替他们分析啦。
And then he analyzed and broke it down for them.
哦，如果你说你有打仗的计谋和能力啊，这个是虚话，是骗人的。
If you say you have strength for war, then that is not true.
哦，那如果你说啊，哦，你要靠埃及。
And if you say you are trusting on Egypt to help,
要跟埃及结盟。
You want to make a team up with Egypt.
那我告诉你，埃及啊，哦，是那个压伤的伪杖，芦苇做的。
And I tell you that they are a staff, and they are a staff that is a bruised reed.
哦，这个很脆弱啊，稍微一用力啊就断掉了，甚至还会刺伤哈，拿着的人的手。
So that if someone leans against it, then it will break and it would even pierce their hand.
所以你如果要倚靠埃及，要靠着跟埃及结盟来跟我作对的话，那你是自讨苦吃的。
So there is no effort and point in you trying to team up with Egypt.
那二十二节说啊，如果你说啊，我们要倚靠主我们的神。
And verse 22 says, if you trust in the Lord your God.
哎，你们不要忘了，你们的王西西家岂不是将神的秋坛还有祭坛通通废掉了吗？
Is not your king Hezekiah the one that took away all the places of worship and the high places and the altars?
只允许啊，在耶路撒冷敬拜而已啊。
And he only allows you to worship in Jerusalem.
所以你不要告诉我说你们要依靠你们列祖的神啊。
So don't tell me that you will trust in the God of your forefathers.
你们列祖的神啊，也绝对不会听的啦。
Because your God will not listen either.
因为你们西西家王啊，把他的祭坛统统给毁了。
Because you see how Hezekiah, your king, took down and ruined all the altars.
只允许啊耶路撒冷这个坛而已啊。
And he only allows you to worship before the altar in Jerusalem.
其实啊，这个话是乱讲的哈。
And so we can truly see that this was incorrect.
西西家王他宗教信仰的父亲所毁掉的那些秋坛啊，那些祭坛啊。
And so we see that all the high places and altars that Hezekiah took down in his revival of faith.
那不是真神的。
Those altars are not for the true God.
那是他老爸亚哈斯王啊，到处所为偶像为假神所盖的。
Those are from his father Ahaz, who built all these altars for these false gods and idols.
所以西西家王啊，要人把他们通通给除掉。
So Hezekiah wanted people to take them all away and break them.
但可见拉伯沙基啊，他扭曲的事实啊，要诱拐以色列百姓，诱拐犹大百姓。
But we see Rabshakeh take an opportunity and try to twist this to use it against the people of Judah.
要他们不听王的话，跟王作对。
So that they would no longer obey the king and be opposed to him.
那就在这个时候，他又提啊。
And here he raises again.
我给你们2000匹马，看看你们里面的人啊，能不能骑满这2000匹马。
He says, I'll give you 2,000 horses. I'll see if you could find people that could ride them.
不然呢、啊，你们怎么有这个什么有这个胆子啊，来向亚述王最小最小的这个军长来挑战？
And he says, if you can't even find the men to do that, then how can you fight against our tiniest armies?
想要跟埃及结盟，想要靠你们的神。
Trying to form a treaty with Egypt and trusting in your God.
那这个时候出来来接待的这个犹大国的这些臣子们啊，就对这个喊话的拉伯沙基说话。
And so the sons that came out to receive Rabshakeh spoke.
说啊，你们你不要用我们这个犹大话在这边讲发表你用你们的亚兰话讲，我们懂你们的话。
He said to not speak in the language of the Jews, but speak in your Syrian language, because we understand it.
因为他们怕说拉伯沙基的这一番言论会影响到城里头的犹大百姓。
Because they were afraid that his speech would affect those inside the city.
就好像说在两个国家在打仗的时候，在对立的时候，会分别到对方去撒这个传单一样
just like how when two nations are at war, there will be some troops that would spread flyers against the enemy.
哦，目的就是要让对方的这些百姓们啊，哦，他们的军心士气啊，消灭掉。
And the purpose is to lower the morale of the enemy.
哦，但是拉伯沙基就说了。
But here Rabshakeh spoke.
哦，说亚述王叫我来啊，岂是单单跟你们犹大王说话？也是要跟坐在这个城上的你们，还有啊，跟一起吃自己粪、喝自己尿的人说话。
He said, "Hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall that they may eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you?"
哦，真的是在侮辱人哦。
And so he truly was disgracing them.
哦，那接着他就大喊了。
And so he stood and cried with a loud voice.
就是向犹大的耶路撒冷城的百姓喊话。
And he was shouting for those inhabitants in the city.
你们当听犹大哦，当听亚述王的话。
To hear the great word of the king of Assyria.
哦，不要被你们的王西西家骗了。
Let not Hezekiah deceive you.
他不能救你们的。
For you will not be able to deliver you.
也不要听他所说的话。
Neither obey and listen to him.
哦，说要靠神。
And that you are to trust in God.
哦，说神啊，一定会救你们。
That God will deliver you.
哦，不要听这些话。
To not obey and listen to this.
哦，亚述王这么说啊。
And the king of Syria said this.
哦，你们啊，要出来投降。
So that you will come out and deliver yourselves.
哦，那就还可以啊，吃自己的葡萄树啊，还有无花果树的果子啊，喝自己井里的水啦。哦，意思说啊，你们投降，那就还可以活下去的。
So that you'll still be able to every man of his own vine and every one of his fig tree, meaning that they would be able to survive.
哦，那接下来说啊，哦，等我来领你们到一个地方，和你们本地一样。
Until I come and take you away to a land that's like your own.
哦，好使你们存活了。
So that you can continue to live on.
哦，不至于死。
And that you will not die.
哦，那至于啊，哦，你们的王西西家劝你们说啊。神必会拯救哦，你们不要听他的话。
And as to Hezekiah, who says that the Lord will deliver you, don't listen to him.
你去看一看，有哪一国哪一邦他们的神救他们啊，脱离亚述王的手。
Go observe and look about. Is there any kingdom that was able to have their God deliver them from Assyria?
哦，同样的，难道你们的神能救耶路撒冷脱离亚述王的手吗？
So is it that you would be able to use your God to save yourself from Assyria?
哦，这个拉伯沙基啊，哎，真的很有口才。
So we can see how eloquent Rabshakeh was.
哦，他在这边喊话哦，真的是好可惜啊，应该到联合国去哈。
And so we see that
去当发言人啊。
He could have used his talent elsewhere.
哦，那我们看看哦，这个面对强敌。哦，这个即将要入侵的新战喊话。
And so we see the shouting before the invasion.
哦，西西家要怎么应应
？How will Hezekiah respond？
哦，虽然他之前呢已经吩咐百姓说啊，不要听，不要回答。
And we see before he told the people not to listen and not to respond.
哦，在十八章的三十六节。
Verse 36 of chapter 18。
哦，要百姓说啊，哦，不要回答，保持沉默。
And so the people held their peace and did not answer a word.
哦，保持沉默有时候是最好的方法。
And sometimes holding your peace is the best option.
哦，因为对方就是想要让你们的军心士气啊浮躁，哦，甚至啊消灭。
Because they are just trying to ruin your morale and to destroy any spirit you have left.
哦，这个时候最好的方法就是安静。
And so the best option now is to be silent.
哦，我们记得哦，这个啊，先知书里头曾经这么说啊。
So,
哦，以赛亚先知曾经这么教导。
So remember in the prophets, Isaiah once said.
得力在乎什么
？At where comes a victory.
哦，得力在乎平静安稳。
And peace and silence.
哦。得救在乎归回安息
，and salvation and rest
啊，哦，所以安静啊，哦，是最好对付啊，哦，这个威胁环境最好的方法。
And so sometimes remaining at peace is the best way to respond to the environment.
那除此之外呢？
And besides this,
王下的十九章
in 2 Kings 19,
我们看到西西家王怎么来面对对方的挑衅，对方的侮辱。
How do we see Ezekiah respond to the challenge and the disgrace?
十九章第一节
Chapter 19, verse 1,
说西西家王听见就撕裂衣服，披上麻布，进了神的殿。
Ezekiah heard it, and he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went to the house of the Lord.
他这一次啊，没有再去找人哦，啊，什么用这个钱财啊，来好想要来来得到这个平安呢？这一次啊，他对了，他去找神了。
And so this time he did not go find people and find money to try to solve the problem. He did correctly by going to find God.
不但这样子。
And not only this,
他还有他的臣子们去见以赛亚先知。
He sent for Isaiah.
求以赛亚先知啊，能够为百姓扬声祷告。
So that Isaiah would pray for the people.
那结果啊，这个以赛亚先知啊，就对王所差来的人说啊，说你们回去告诉王。
And so he spoke to those who had come and to bring this back to the king.
不要怕。
To not be troubled.
我必惊动他的心呢。
Because he will move his heart.
他就会听到风声回到本地，而且我要使他倒在刀下。
And that he would hear the news and he would return to his land and he would fall under the sword.
这是十九章第一节到第七节的记载。
And this is recorded in chapter 19, verse 1 to 7.
所以我们看到以这个西西家王在面对敌人威胁的时候。
And so when we see that he is facing the threat from the enemy.
他是进到神的殿里头去的。
He went into the house of God.
他是请神的先知祷告的。
And he asked for the prophet of God to pray.
他相信神能拯救。
And he trusted in God to save.
他接受先知给他的安慰。
And he accepted the comfort from the prophet.
那我们再接着看。
And we'll continue looking.
这个局势啊，越来越恶劣了。
We see that the situation continues to worsen.
这个亚述王啊，离开拉吉啊，攻打利拿来的。
And so the king of Assyria went and departed from Lachish and warred against Libna.
并且再一次的差人来了
，and once again sent people
要他投降
，for them to surrender
我们继续看十九章第八节
，let's look at chapter 19 verse 8
八节到十三节
，from verse 8 to 13
这里记载着这个亚述王他拔营去攻打利拿
，here we see how he warred against Libna and departed from Lachish.
因为他听说古实王要跟他打仗。
And he heard that the king of Ethiopia is come out to fight.
所以他这个时候啊，当然哦，他也没有忘记犹大。
And at this moment, he also did not forget Judah.
他怕犹大王啊，西西家哦，又有梦想哦，认为说，你看啊，现在这个古实王啊，会把你打败的哦。
And he did not want Hezekiah to get the wrong idea that the king of Ethiopia would come and defeat him.
他再一次的找人去向这个西西家王施压。
And so once again he sent messengers to oppress Hezekiah.
他说啊，不要听你所倚靠的神来欺哄你说耶路撒冷必不被交在亚述王手中。
To let not the God whom you trust deceive you, that Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria.
你听一听啊，亚述王向列国所行的。
And behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to our lands.
难道你还能得救吗？
And shalt thou be delivered?
那一些列国的王现在在哪里呢？
Where have all of those kings and gods gone?
就直接就指向西西家王本人啊。
So he is addressing Hezekiah himself.
你不要做梦以为你的神会救你。
You no longer have dreams of your God saving you.
你去打听打听啊，其他列国的王现在在哪里？你西西家也会一样的。
to go look about and find where the other kings have ended up, and that's what will happen to you.
面对亚述王直接的点名。
And so the king of Assyria directly called on him.
这一次不是只有国家，甚至他自己本身呢，都身家性命攸关了。
And so this time it was not only the nation, but Hezekiah himself.
我们看到西西家王他怎么处理啊。
And so we see how Hezekiah would deal with this.
这个越来越紧迫的这个压力。
In this ever-increasing situation with high pressures.
在十四节这里啊。
In verse 14.
这个西西家王啊，把对方使者所送来的诏书啊，招降的书信呢，看完之后还是上神的殿去。
And so we see after he received it and read it, he went up into the house of the Lord.
把这个书信啊摊在神的面前。
And he spread it before the Lord.
接着就向神祷告。
And so Hezekiah prayed to before the Lord.
他称这位神是坐在厄基路伯以色列的神，是天下万国的神，是造天地的主。
He prayed that the God, Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubims.And the one that of all the kingdoms of the earth and has made heaven and earth.
他求神啊，侧耳听，睁眼看。
He prayed for the Lord to bow down his ear and to, with his open his eyes.
这个听啊，这个亚述王所差来的使者辱骂永生神的话。
And hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God.
接着求神啊，救他们啊，脱离亚述王的手。
And he prayed for deliverance from the hands of Assyria.
让天下万国都知道，唯有你才是真神。
And so that only everyone in all the earth may know that only you are God.
亚述王再度差遣使者来施压，当然，神的先知以利亚也知道。
And from all of this that happened, the prophet of God, Elijah, also knew.
所以他就打发人来见王。
And so he sent people to seek the king.
告诉神给他的承诺。
And to speak to him of what God hath for him.
说他已经听见了。
That the Lord has heard him.
并且说啊，指着这个亚述王说啊。
And this is the word spoken concerning to him.
你辱骂谁啊？你亵渎谁啊？你扬声来高举眼目攻击是谁呢？是以色列的圣者耶。
That who is it that you have reproached and blasphemed, and against who have you exalted your voice? You have done this against the Holy One of Israel.
你借着你的使者辱骂主。
And through your messengers you have reproached the Lord.
你向我发怒。
And you have made your rage against me.
这我都知道了。
And this I have all known.
都达到我的耳中了。
And they have all come to my ears.
所以，当我们遇到困难，当我们遇到压力的时候。
And so when we face difficulties and pressure.
我们的神都知道，我们的主他都晓得了。
Our God knows and he understands.
所以我们更应当要依靠他。
And so we all the more should trust him.
依靠这一位啊，晓得我们的主啊。
Trusting the God that knows and understands us.
比你去找什么专家，什么顾问啊，还要把你自己的情况啊，跟对方再详细讲啊。还有用啊。
He's better than any expert or advisor that you could find.
因为他们并不一定知道你的情况。
Because they may not all know your situation exactly.
但是我们的神是凡事都知道的。
But our God knows everything at all times.
所以神要以赛亚先知啊，告诉西西家王。
So the Lord wanted Isaiah to tell Hezekiah.
说这个亚述王啊，他必不得来到这个城。也不会在这边射箭，也不会拿盾牌在城前，也不会筑垒攻城。
And that they will not be able to come against this city and shoot their arrows and take away the remnant.
他从哪一条路来，就会从哪一条路回去的。
And from whatever path they come, they return.
神要为自己的缘故，为仆人大卫的缘故，保护拯救这一座耶路撒冷城。
And so for the, concerning the people of Judah and for the sake of the Lord, he will protect this city.
哦，果然啊，哦，神的话不会落空的。
And it was indeed true that the Lord's word did not go to void.
哦，在这个十九章的三十五节啊。
So in chapter 19, verse 35,
说当夜神的使者出去，在亚述营中杀了185,000人呢。
And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000.
哦，那亚述王哦，西拿基利啊，立刻拔营啊，就回去尼尼微了。
And so Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, departed and returned to Nineveh.
哦，果然是从哪里来就回哪里去。
And indeed, as he had left, he returned.
哦，在嚣张啊。
And so if he had
在夸口啊,
continued to brag and boast,
不但是这样,
not only that,
哦, 37节说啊, 哦, 有一天, 哦, 他在, 哦, 他的神, 哦, 这个尼斯洛庙里叩拜啊, 他的儿子啊, 哦, 亚德米勒, 还有这个沙利色啊, 把他给杀了。
And it came to pass when he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that his sons smote him and they escaped.
哦，不但啊，哦，这个不能够再来耶路撒冷哦，就是永远不能来了。
So not only was he unable to ever come to Jerusalem, he was never able to come again.
哦，所以我们看到哦，西西家王在面对国家有难，面对他哦这个身家性命受到威胁的时候。
And so we see Hezekiah when these troubles came about him.
他是倚靠神的。
He relied on God.
哦，他是听信神的先知的。
And he listened to the words of the prophet.
他是与他的百姓一起祷告神的。
And he prayed to God along with the people.
哦，在当时啊，没有任何一个国家能够打败哦超级强国亚述帝国。
And in those days, there was not a nation able to defeat the supernation of Assyria.
西西家是第一个。
And Hezekiah was the first.
一个小国竟然能够战败，打败这超级强国。
That a small nation was able to defeat such a strong kingdom.
哦，西西家王，哦，他的名声啊，哦，就挤进了这个国际的这个地位里头了。
And so the name of Hezekiah went on in infamy.
在国际的列强当中被尊为大。
And throughout the nations, he became great and well known.
因为他懂得依靠神。
Because he knew to trust in God.
哦，所以今天呢，啊，无论是国家也好。
So today, whether it's the country.
哦，无论是我们个人也好。
Or the individual.
哦，我们是不是懂得依靠神的。
Do we understand to rely on God?
哦，关系到国家的强大，关系到我们个人，哦，是不是能够有发展。有绝对的关系。
Whether it comes to the strength of the nation or to our own personal growth.
哦，如果一个国家的领导者不懂得倚靠神，反而背叛神。
Because if the leaders of a nation do not trust in God and they go against God.
哦，想要靠他的国防武力，想要靠他玲珑、八面玲珑的外交手段，其实都是不可靠。
And they want to trust in their weapons and in all the connections they have. These are not reliable.
哦，最后还是会衰落灭亡。
Because in the end, there will always be a downfall and the end of the kingdom.
哦，那当然了。哦，西西家王他的祷告不单单是为哦国家，哦，他还有另外一个祷告。
And so the prayer of Hezekiah was not only for the nation; he had another prayer.
是他个人的。
Which was a personal one.
哦，是他为了他个人患了必死的病，哦，来向神祷告。
Which was when he prayed when he was ill.
哦，那因为是时间的关系啊。
And because of time.
哦，我们这一个哈，我们就啊，以后我们有机会再来分享。
We will share about this in a later time.
哦，那总之，西西家王无论是在国家遇到危险，或者他个人生命啊，哦，遇到这个急难的时候，他都是用祷告来面对，用祷告来得胜。
Nevertheless, whenever it came to the nation or to himself that was facing any difficulties, he came to God and to prayer.
哦，让我们也都能够来作为效法跟学习啊。
And all these become examples for us to learn from.
不要忘记，我们有神可以依靠。
And let us not forget we have God to rely on.
我们的神是创造宇宙万有的神。
The God that created all heaven and earth.
哦，所以我们要依靠神。
And so we trust in God.
啊，那早上啊，我们就跟大家一起啊，这个互相的勉励到这边。
And so this morning, this concludes our encouragement sharing.
啊，那我们呢，接下来就要来祷告。
And next we'll pray.
啊，我们继续啊，同样为国家祷告啊。
And we pray, we'll continue to pray for this nation.
啊，为这个疫情啊，就是我们生命遭受到的威胁来祷告。
And we continue to pray for the pandemic, which is something that is life-threatening.
啊，为教会的发展。
And we pray for the expansion of the church.
为我们每个家人啊的平安来祷告。
And we pray for the peace of our family members.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray.